USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces her plans for her future on the House floor Thursday.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
Pelosi's announcement paves the way for current caucus chair Hakeem Jeffries to succeed her after months of steadily building support. Border agents confront drug smugglers off the coast of Puerto Rico.
Multiple U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents were shot while boarding a suspected smuggling boat off the coast of Puerto Rico Thursday morning. It took place 14 miles off the coast of Cabo Rojo, Puerto Rico. That's on the southwest part of the island. The agents are being airlifted to a Puerto Rico trauma center from the west coast. USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NASA's Artemis 1 rocket is blasting toward the moon, and it's full of science experiments. A team from the Southwest Research Institute is studying solar winds, which will be critical to setting up a base on the moon. No humans are on board this rocket, but there are a pair of dummies at the wheel, equipped with radiation sensing equipment. Social media app TikTok is under new scrutiny as it is owned by a Chinese company and faces accusations of spying on users. Brendan Carr is an FCC commissioner and shares some of the things TikTok is able to gather from their users.
Everything is viewed back in China. And what is that? Search and browsing history, keystroke patterns. They reserve the right to collect biometrics, including face prints and voice prints. Also, there's a new report that had Beijing officials with ByteDance, the parent company, looking to surveil the location of specific Americans.
Taylor Swift sold more than 2 million tickets on the first day of her tour's presale, a record that, despite many glitches affecting Ticketmaster's booking system. This is USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
The Senate is launching an investigation into reports of misconduct in the FBI and Department of Homeland Security. At a hearing on Thursday, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley, says this is a bipartisan issue that will be looked at moving forward on behalf of the victims.
I fully expect an update from the Inspector General and for him to take action. Now going forward, Chairman Durbin and I have agreed to join forces with respect to investigating these FBI sexual misconduct issues next Congress.
The Senate Minority Leader is turning his attention to Georgia.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks the upcoming Senate runoff in Georgia will give voters another chance to, quote, get it right. Senator McConnell reiterated his assessment that Republicans underperformed among independents and moderate voters because of too much chaos and negativity leading up to the midterms. But now he sees Georgia's Senate race between Herschel Walker and incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock as a chance at redemption.
All of a sudden, I'm a fan of the runoff. We got another chance to get it right. And that's job one for us. 50 is better than 49, and we're going to give it everything we got.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.